Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast.
Hey.
Hey.
I got to get
Bust my ears out.
I know.
Bust my ears.
Goddamn.
I thought I was ready to come on the beat.
Damn DJ Trauma over there.
Huh?
Y'all like it? DJ Trauma over there. Don't bust my damn eardrums out.
Very on the beat.
Oh.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Like, that's going to be our intro. Very on the beat. Because it came in booming, like, boom, boom, boom.
Look, funny tale, since we talking about busting eardrums out. Mm-hmm. So back in the day, you know, the dudes used to have the big speakers in the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my best friend, somewhere we probably ain't had no business, in the back of Greg Strong, little ragged ass car, right?
Oh my God.
What kind of car was
I
that, Greg?
About Greg?
Well, anyway, the motherfucker
I can't remember.
It had a little back seat. It was like a Ford Escort, but it wasn't a Ford Escort. But it had a little teeny tiny back seat. So him and his homeboy was in the front, and he had these big, like Greg Strong had the smallest car, but he had the nastiest fucking bass, right?
Yes.
Honey, I forgot what song he put on, but that thing came in. Boom.
Why we can't hear now.
And all my insides. Look, all my insides had went like this. I couldn't even eat the rest of
But hold on.
I think that's why we can't hear now. My favorite song that I used to love hearing when that bass dropped was Michelle A.
Something in my heart. Yeah, because they would play
Let me tell you, when that bass hit, I promise you, death. Okay, I know what the song was. It was a Keith Sweat song.
Probably, Wrong Way to Love Somebody.
I used to love songs.
I looked at Keith Sweat. So why was all the bass in the damn...
That was that new jazz.
I think that was the new jazz.
There was an emotion.
Yes, the emotions.
I think that was the new jazz.
When them dudes couldn't express themselves.
That nigga was finna break your goddamn back, then your heart.
When they couldn't express themselves, they put that bass in it.
Who was that used to say, they got that bass, bass. They got that boom, boom in it.
I can't remember.
That bass, bass. I asked, now.
Is it an 80s group or 90s group?
90s.
I don't know.
I know. Boom like a NATO wave.
We talk about 90s booty bass, bass DJs who, you know, they be, you know,
doom, 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 doom.
Oh my gosh.
So you knew it was a bass intro. Like how now the songs come on and they be like, Metro Boomin wants some more new.
Yeah.
Like back then, DJs used to come in at the front of their song with, you know, like little intros. But I met the most disgruntled motherfucking DJ on yesterday.
Oh gosh.
So we had an event. Shout out the Bosses of Columbia. I want to give a special shout out to my friend Camille Weir. She has put something magnificent together.
She's so beautiful.
She is inside and
out.
Every
time I see her, I tell her she's beautiful.
Yeah.
She is.
She's inside and out beautiful. Those are the kind of people I fuck with. And everyone in my tribe is just a whole vibe of Bosses of Columbia. And I just want to give a big shout out to her doing big things with her vision. Like, you got to support your people. You have to back your friends. You have to, you know, see their vision in their dream just as they do and take care of their baby just as it was your baby. And I think a lot of us fall short of that. But back to our little event on yesterday, because I don't want to go on no spiral with that because I could talk all day. The dude was there. He's DJing the party, right? So everybody got to keep making requests because he playing this little lackluster type music, you know, radio shit. Like, I could have put my goddamn phone on aux cord and had some live shit than that.
Oh, wow.
So I go up there. I'm like, hey, as you can see, no one's dancing. Like, you want to play like some old school, like, let's take it back to Florida back in the 90s. So this motherfucker looks at me with his goddamn... I don't know what kind of face that was. It was just like, why are you up here? Yeah, I ain't got that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, I don't know what that is.
Right.
So,
oh, really?
Now, I expect as a DJ that you have a very open mind and a very wide knowledge of all types of music, of all genres, of, you know, all eras. Like, you supposed to be like a wit. Like, what's our other dude who do what's our brother podcaster? Not Jay Blaze. Not Be Easy.
Jones.
Music Jones. Mm-hmm. So Music Jones could pretty much tell you everything under the scope of, you know, from the 60s all the way to the here and now about music. So this is the knowledge I expect for a DJ to have, right? Mm-hmm. And you have to be personable. You're dealing with the public. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that later. But that was a stanky ass little man. He ain't want to play shit. He ain't want to get nothing.
Was he a young DJ? Old DJ?
He was younger. He may be like 30 something. And if people ain't on the floor dancing, you got to switch that shit up. Like, that says a lot about you.
Well, I think as a DJ, you need to know the audience that you are catering to. So that's number one.
Absolutely.
And know your audience. And he saw that everybody in beforehand, that joint.
Right. Even beforehand. So know when you're booking job, I mean, this is how I'm thinking. When you're booking a job, you ask the person, who is the audience? What is this? What type of event am I catering to?
Right.
And then what is the age group? Like, what type of music should I, you know, try to get a consensus of what I'm to play.
But even if they don't know, you gotta be able to read the room. He could see in the room that everybody in there was like 40 plus, and we wasn't with what he was playing.
So he was playing current music, like today's music?
No, he was playing like, I mean, he was playing like 2000-ish music, but it wasn't nothing that we wanted to vibe off of. And then, of course, you know, they played a little "If You Won't Leave," and then the "Boots on the Ground." Mm-hmm. Got that fan. I want to throw up. So I know y'all love this fucking song, but I don't.
It's trending.
If I never hear it again, it won't be too soon. I promise you that. Y'all know y'all can run some shit in the hole.
I mean, yeah.
And then the guy is from Batesburg, Leesville. So, I mean, he's, the guy, because his name is 803 Fresh.
Oh, okay.
So he, I think that's why they play it, to kind of support.
Okay.
But I tell you what, when they played at my cousin's wedding reception, me and my brother went straight out the door, because we was like, y'all, we just tired of it. We hear it.
But you know, people in other areas of the country, because they're not used to that.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what it is. But now
for somebody who
I love King George. Now wait a minute, I love King George. I can hear that. But the boots on the ground, you know. Hey, and I love me a good line dance. Let me learn it. I'll do it. But
that's how that shit come out. I'll be like,
I'm rolling, hold it.
I'm on your feet. But guess what? And I guess
let your body
people can say that about
cowboys and cowgirls.
What is that? That is
tweaking. They can say about twerking as well. Like, some people might not want to twerking no more.
But what twerk song do they play over and over and over again until you just be like, hell no. They never ran no fucking twerk song goddamn hole like
those
that.
Those songs like 803 Fresh,
the little,
those are something everybody can partake in. Children, young, everybody can partake in that. At the family reunion, event, everybody. And so that's why it's so universal.
I don't know no line dances.
Everybody in any country, any language can partake.
And they can't wang with
it. Hold it.
Cha-cha slide.
I don't know cha-cha slide.
You don't know cha-cha?
Nope. And what's the other one?
What?
And I definitely wasn't doing the Tamia. I can't Wayne with it. I could do that.
I know Tamia.
And
finally.
I wasn't even about to put my life to the test.
With Tamia?
Why? I feel like this.
Tamia is nothing but crossover, 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 crossover.
I'm good.
Jump, jump, jump.
I'm good on it. If y'all would have let the shit go with the electric slide, we would have been just fine.
No, I love all of them. Boogie, woogie, woogie. I love all of them. I do. I love me a good line dance.
It's a good workout.
And let me tell you, I love them fans anyway because I've always liked the fans. But I just like, as soon as they hit the boom, I just like to do that.
No, show me the boogie.
You don't want to. So has it been confirmed that she was talking about a vibrator on the song?
I don't know what she said.
I heard it was a vibrator. She was talking about a vibrator.
Where they would make the comparison. You know, I watched a YouTube video the other day where the lady was in the bed with her rose and that motherfucker blew her up into the
ceiling. Oh, gosh.
I said, I don't want nothing with a power pack punch like that.
Yeah, no.
And really knock the Mario coins
I
out.
I know. It's like,
but I could, but I honestly, I don't think it was for a vibrator, but if I invented a vibrator and I was going to promote it, I would probably use that song because if, but
they were saying that's what,
but you know what? It is so easy to make to make sexual innuendos out of anything. I mean, true. If you think about it, what's, shit, the Pizza Hut slogan, Pizza Hut, making it great. You could take something like that and dick appointment, making it great. You can take anything. What's McDonald's?
You know,
what McDonald's is?
I'm loving it.
Why you couldn't take that?
Well, you know, Tommy Davidson always said that about Juicy Fruit.
Look,
he said, you know, take a stick, pull it out. The taste is going to... What is it, movie when you pop it in your mouth?
Listen
to the 80s commercials, I'm going to tell you.
And he was like, what did you think that was?
Right.
Everything can have some kind of sexual innuendo or connotation to it if you think about it.
If you think about it. Give me a break.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
Y'all so
we
bad.
We wasn't supposed to be bad today.
Oh God,
I don't want to be good.
But you know, yeah, these 80s commercials are something.
80s commercials was the best. I don't know why I used to sit there and just learn them shits. But yeah,
oh, the Snickers commercial.
What Snickers?
Snickers don't even need to say anything. Just pop up. Just unwrap the bar.
Yeah.
That's what I say when he come over.
Hungry. Hangry.
Hungry.
Just hangry.
Horny.
Look.
I mean.
Look how.
That's it.
Look how.
That's it.
That shit. And then just have the bar unwrapped.
Just that's all it. The way.
And just ease it out.
You know what was a good commercial that I used to love? The Peppermint Patty commercial.
Peppermint.
Remember?
The York.
What? York
Peppermint Patty.
I vaguely remember.
I remember the ski. They were like in the ski.
Like it was like
refreshing.
It was so refreshing and rejuvenating, and that's how you want to feel after sex. I don't wanna. I could have had a V8 dick. Mm-hmm. I want some York Peppermint Patty. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I want to be satisfied.
I want
to feel refreshed, rejuvenated. I want to feel alive after I get me a good piece of Twix bar. I don't want to feel like, all right, that was okay.
Oh, gosh.
I could have had a ham sandwich with no mayonnaise and still so be crazy. More satisfied. Y'all ever had some?
What?
Some of that. Lackluster peen, and just felt like I could have stayed my ass home and vacuumed the floor for this shit.
Oh, I think every woman in America
a time or two
can vouch.
Mm-hmm.
You think men feel like that too?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
She was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could've.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I've never.
But
had...
do women think they were? Do women? Do men feel like they're garbage? And do women feel like they have been garbage?
I don't know, because see, I've never had,
like, a man gotta know he was garbage. Like, a man gotta know.
No, they don't.
They gotta know.
Let me tell you.
They gotta know.
Some of the tiniest of tykes.
They gotta know.
They
they got to know.
It's, and sometimes it ain't even that it's small, y'all. Your rhythm be off.
They gotta know.
Sometimes it ain't the pencil is how you write your name, you know. I've had some that ain't as well endowed, but they knew what to do with it. You gotta be a high performer. If you know your size ain't matching. So, I say that to say you got to start pulling tricks out your bag if, it, you know, even like with a woman, if you know you ain't as moist and saturated. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I took it back to the old school on that. As, you know, some tend to get, you could kind of pull out, you know, little tricks and things to make that thing whoosh, whoosh, you know. But and you know, some men prefer women to be a little more adventurous and, you know, spontaneous and different things like
I
that.
I ain't spontaneous no more.
Me either. Well, I've never been. I'll be honest.
Oh.
It just depends on the person. See, I feel like the vibes, they got to bring it out you. Sex can be great with the right person if they bring it out you.
I'm not as spontaneous, let me say that.
And I've had I have had the biggest of pings.
I have spots now.
But it's but it's boring. It's boring ping. It's a big ping, but it's boring ping.
It's boring?
Yeah, I had big boring ping. I had little adventurous ping. I've had medium size. Could have had a V8.
I'd be tired.
You be tired. You be sheepy. You have
my hips.
You giving our grandma coochie.
Sometimes.
The half ass.
Tired. My hips be hurting. Yeah. Hips be needing warming up sometimes. They get stiff.
Got the old massager just sitting
so
feet warmer.
I think that was very interesting to say, because we are coming into a time where the men's a lot of their peens don't even work at all.
They
no
hips
more.
Be kind of broke.
So
too.
You gonna have to be a man who a woman really just enjoys your company.
Yes,
because what happens to the men who can't do anything?
So this has been really a topic for the week. Everywhere I've been for the past week, talking about erectile dysfunction, like. No, I'm serious, because it's just so many men now in their 40s
broke
ED.
That's
and it's so crazy
soon.
That people. People have been talking. It's like everywhere I've been.
It's in the food.
Dick in the dirt.
I'm agreeing with you, Vaughn, and I just agree that maybe our generation just wasn't taking care of themselves like they wanted to. I don't know. Like, I'm serious about, like, I've heard it over the years, you know, but now it's just so many women talking about how they've met somebody, their person, you know, check boxes everywhere.
Except there.
And then right there, it's like they got ED. The pumper is not working. Sometimes the pill doesn't work.
Nope.
So,
bitch, just
like.
Flaccid.
But now, is that an end all be all? Is that a deal breaker? Like, what happens?
That
y'all?
Ain't even a red flag. That's a white flag.
Is that a deal? No, that means you know you surrender. But I'm being serious right now, because this topic has been coming up a lot.
It depends. So it just all depends on the dynamics of the relationship.
Right.
If, because sometimes the intimacy can overshadow some of the lack of other areas, because it's I'm being right. satisfied.
Right.
At least I'm receiving some satisfaction here.
Right.
Where I am not angry. Because, you know, sometimes we just need to release in certain areas. Like, you know what? I'm financially okay, so I'm not worrying about the money right here. Or I am mentally okay, I'm not worrying about my mental health. I just need to be pleasured. So, right. you know what? This is where I'm struggling. In the pleasure section.
Right.
So, if you can just pleasure me, I'm good. Or if, say, the pleasure part is where we're lacking, I need you to pleasure me, then maybe that's going to be a problem.
Okay.
Maybe so, that's a problem. But maybe, and, you know, it just depends.
In one discussion, I said, okay,
you better find
so
a way.
Maybe you all got married in your 20s and then now ED becomes a problem. Now, I don't think I would up and leave my mate.
No, because, I don't know.
Right. Because as you, I mean, well, I don't know. Because, you know, the people that do take
that
care
often.
Of themselves. Yeah. But, you know, the people that do take care of themselves, they still have a, like, fruitful sexual, you know, life, sexual activity life. But I don't know if that, what if you just meet this person?
Right.
And then, you know, you all are dating. Maybe mm-hmm. you choose not to have sexual intercourse.
You better learn how to please me some kind of way.
Right.
You got, but
and
some
so
kind of
what
way.
If the person please you that way, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, what do you mean you can't perform in bed? Like,
but
what's going on? Mm-hmm. Is it, I mean, maybe it's because of a health issue, or I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to get some understanding about it, because this has been a deep topic this week.
How important is sex in the relationship? That is,
or how important is intimacy?
Right, but see,
because sometimes sex, you can pleasure someone in different ways without actually penetrating.
Right. Yeah, but sometimes you need to want to be penetrated.
Right.
So I need to know both. I need
toys.
We can
get
toys. I don't do toys.
I mean, he could do the toys on you. I mean, you gotta have a imagination.
I'm open to it. I'm open if that is what if I enjoy him and I want to keep him, and that's, we would have to talk about that.
Speaking of songs from the 80s,
we would
have
to talk about
sexual connotation. Butterfly in the sky.
I'm not down with foreign objects in my body.
I can go twice.
Right.
High.
You just not.
Yeah.
Take a look. It's in
and,
a
but
hook.
You know what? I also heard that sometimes, like, the stimulation from, like, the vibrators and all of that can kind of mess you
desensitize
up.
Desensitize you.
Yeah, desensitize you. So mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. Oh, Lord. My God, today.
Now, vibrators, I will, mm-hmm. but right. the dildos, no. like, that's a hard no for me.
So,
like,
you know what?
Please, hard no.
But back to ED. Oh,
but I do. Yeah.
Back to, yeah. you, oh, God. No, I can't unsee this shit. Can you not share those things? Okay. So here be my thing, right? Because y'all know I like the old daddies,
it's
right?
The sensation.
I had an old daddy, right? Could not perform. mm-hmm. And so I had this understanding, but I enjoyed him. So with that being said, because I enjoyed him, I was willing to overlook the fact that we could not do whatever. I'm getting older. I don't really give a fuck about sex no more. Like that. I just want to have a good time, get something good to eat, and I want to have some money. You just give me a kiss in the hood, and I'm all right. I can get myself off. So, this is a person with ED, unable to pump, unable to do anything. It doesn't work. This motherfucker is gone, right? Mm-hmm. They done tried to bring it back to life with the paddles. It's dead. He still would want me to try and attempt to sexually stimulate him to see. So you want me to play with it. You want me to, I ain't putting my mouth on it. And that one shouldn't happen. But you want me to do all these things and be, you know, frisky and touching. Do you not realize that that is annoying and frustrating? That's like me. What analogy could I use? That's almost like me taking something I'm expecting to rise and just play with it and knowing that I didn't put all the ingredients and do the care in order for it to do what it needs to do. We wasting time mm-hmm. here. It's dead.
Yeah.
There's nothing we can do with this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put no batteries in on that motherfucker. You can't put no jumper cables on that motherfucker. It's not going to do nothing. God damn it. Just be old and broke.
Just accept.
Play up your other fine qualities that you have as a little old nigga. But nobody don't want to play with that dead motherfucker, okay? Looking like a goddamn dead squirrel that been ran over on the side of the fucking road.
But I think that person's in denial.
Yeah, or either that hurts their manhood because, you know, what else is going to
because, like, man? If it, I mean, no matter how many ways you try, it's not going to happen.
No.
And they're so looking for that hope, though.
Yeah, but there's the hope is dead.
And I hate that for you, but why do I have to sit here and be fucking traumatized
subjected
to this shit?
Because they feel like their manhood is gone.
You don't, okay. So play with your stuff and your own leisure
but
time.
Does that person feel frustrated? That. Like, do you see the frustration in that moment?
And
do you feel like you are a victim of the frustration?
So basically, they wanted me to have a good attitude about trying to excite them.
But are they having a good attitude about it?
No.
How can that person want you to have a good attitude, but the failure's on their side?
But you told them that it was okay.
Right. I say, hey, it's okay. You don't have to try. But they were mad with me because I wasn't trying to.
You didn't put 100% in it.
Into that. Like, I would give them hugs and kisses or whatever. But because I wasn't trying to fondle them and to touch them and to get them off and, you know.
You wasn't trying to their satisfaction.
Right. So basically I acted as though.
It was a job. It was a chore.
Yeah. But it is. God damn it. I'm sitting here.
No. This is what you do. You do it. Do it. With the expectation of you are trying to do it not out of necessity.
What kind of what kind of face or reaction do you expect me to have? What face and we talked about body language today. What kind of body language should I give off trying to resurrect?
But sometimes you have to show people what they need by being trying. Like they want you to be, give them the honesty. Say, you know what, I'm going to try, even though you know it's not going to succeed. But you're going to give them, hey, okay, you know what, I'm going to try for you.
Don't you dare fucking smile at me.
I'm going to try for you, and I'm going to put my 100%. Best foot forward.
Get somebody else to do it.
They wanted
let
you.
Let me tell you something
it.
About ooh, poppies. Ooh, ooh. When you say go poppy, that's a nigga giving you a long, strong.
Let it grow.
He done knocked the Mario coins out. He done.
You know.
Your tracks loose. You done worked up a sweat.
Supposed to smile.
Yeah, you walking out the house with that wig on tilt,
baby.
Accidentally left your drawers there because he just got your mind all discombobulated. Ooh, now Lord. I ain't
get
had,
in the car and say what just happened here.
What
just happened?
Your stuff. He done took you to Pound Town. God damn it.
I don't know.
And I have not experienced that in a month of Sundays. So
bless you.
But at the age I'm ills.
at the age I'm is. I don't aspire to get, see, something like that. You got to have like in small doses. I don't think I could do that on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
but
think I would function.
It doesn't always
well.
Happen. To, you know, that's the thing about
That's more like vacation dick or something. I don't know.
That's the thing about having sexual pleasures. It is not always the same. Even with the same person, it's not always the same. Some days are good, some days are not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Some days are awesome. Like, damn, what the fuck?
Yeah, what happened? You singing that Jill
where
Scott
you
song?
Been?
What's that song, Jill Scott?
What yeah. happened to you?
I can't remember. It was on her first album. Yeah, that one too. Not
like what?
With a smile on
you
my
need to
face.
Go back.
Mm-hmm.
Grits.
I don't even eat grits. So I'm up here hollering.
Yes, grab so. My keys, grab my purse, grab my jacket off to work.
What she say?
Beaming all the way.
Yes,
down first. Is it the way?
Let me tell you. Tell him go
you
to the
copyright. Out my poop sack.
No.
Yes. From limb to limb.
Yeah. That's what she said in the song.
Oh, God.
Let me
and she going to be the
took
high school.
Back.
She said she couldn't go out with her friends.
Tonight I'm going to.
She said she couldn't go out with her friends. Yep. She
he was
the
about
to.
He was
yes,
about
to.
Remember the pinball machine?
Yep.
Child.
Yep. She gonna be the high school. She
tear
gonna
my eye just now.
Ooh, y'all ever had something make you cry?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Boy, I had some. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look, what was one of them times? I told my little thing, my little what they call it, my little
yay.
It was so good. A couple tears had fell out my eyes. I said, "Give me your mama phone number. Give me your mother's phone number. I want to tell her. I want to call your mother
yes.
and tell her how she has blessed my life." giving birth to you. Like, yes, like just the kind of the Pina Wayne make you want to go buy him something from the store, honey.
Yeah, I
you want
to,
some cologne?
I need
do
to
you
go
want a shirt?
And sit your mama and your daddy down.
Yeah, because I want to talk about how God gave the gift of you to them to give to me. What a blessing. Mm. What a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Come on, church.
Mm.
And I just want I just want to be a blessing to somebody's son the way I have been blessed.
When you've been blessed. That's what happens. That's what half these girls
sir,
around
you
here crazy.
Pass it on.
Huh? I said that's what half these women be around here crazy because they know
that's true.
What the dude is working with. And what he's giving up,
but
when they no longer,
I've had the ding-a-ling-a.
But I'm just saying, when they're no longer with this man, and he has moved on, and they done been dickmatized.
I'm good.
And
guess what? That we had that moment, and it was wonderful, and we will always have those beautiful memories.
And when you walk in
to
rooms.
Cherish, we will have those. But I'm not gonna be around here slashing tires, busting windows out. Screaming at the top of my lungs, I'ma just sit back. He must have a ding-a-ling.
Y'all got a song for everything.
Of gold,
shiny and gold. Where did we hear the song?
Brax, that guy
okay.
that on Tamar and who Tony?
Yeah,
was that Tamar and Tony on
was,
the
yes.
piano?
And I've had some golden ding-a-lings. Mm-hmm. and when they became tarnished, and they were not so shiny anymore, I let the world have them.
Yes,
because what I tell y'all before, nothing in this life is forever. Nothing and no one in this and nothing in this life belongs to me. So when the bird must be freed to the world, I gotta free it. We had our moments. I will cherish them.
Mm.
It was nice. I'll reflect on them while Mr. Petey Pumper sitting there wanting me to play with his old raggedy.
Oh, God. But you know what trips me out?
What?
When, you know, the ones like the thumbs down.
The thumbs down.
Yeah.
I could have had a V8.
Who's yeah. the thumb? Oh, the thumb like, down. Or
and the whack wieners.
The whack wieners. And then, yeah. And then the female be mean mugging you over them. Be like, girl, babe, like, do you not understand that you can get him right now? Please.
And you know what?
Please I wanna, take them.
This is what I want to say. This is what I want to say.
Please, so girl.
At some point in time, the men in our circles, right? Mm-hmm. Our age group. They have had to shower or be amongst other men naked, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, in looking at other men, and I know you've watched, I know you've seen them. You have. You know, your weenie whack. You know, your weenie small. You know, in the women who have cheated on you, or told you that your performance was not the best, that you ain't that dude, right? So, I say all that to say, why aren't you playing up your good characteristics that you do have? And why are you pretending like that whack wiener should be satisfying when it doesn't, when it isn't? Why do you feel that way? Because men are so prideful and egotistical, and they think whatever whackness that they have going on in their pants, there should be a woman out here who thinks that it's amazing.
Well, that's the thing. You just said it. It's somebody out there that thinks they're amazing.
But that is very egotistical and prideful.
And just because it's almost like the thing where you say it's somebody for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Some wiener for every woman.
Like, I couldn't that understand. Like it. It's this guy I know. My cousin that dated him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had got around the town. And he had a name for himself.
Mm.
But the name wasn't good.
Mm.
And he was known to have a little weenie, right?
Oh, okay.
And when I found out that, you know, they got together, I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, okay. Not because of, you know, what I heard around town. Just because of, you know, just like, oh, him? Like, okay. After all these years, him? Oh, okay.
And so cousin confirmed.
No, she never confirmed.
Okay.
The streets confirmed.
Uh-huh.
Because it was more than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people
okay.
have said something about him.
Oh.
But the fact that you and another woman are going back and forth about the dude was funny to me. Because I'm like,
so you friendly with your little whack wiener?
Yeah.
And I think you should keep that
and
under
y'all
wraps.
Women out here fussing over this man that can't even satisfy. But it was all
status.
Status. Yeah. It was about status.
Cause, you know, him.
Yeah, it was about status. But it was so funny because I'm like, ew.
And here I am sitting. I'm so modest about.
And it was just funny because, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm so modest about my little treasure chest, right? I could be boastful and braggadocious and be like, well, I ain't never had no complaints. You know, my men's is, they be loving this here. I could go back to any one of my little friends and you know, they would happily receive me. But I've always expressed to everyone, and I have made it, you know, very obvious, I am not an adventurous person when it comes to sex. I'm very, you know, what would you say, in bed, what's the term they use? I'm not frigid, but I just don't get into all of that. I feel like when you got to do all of that extra jumping off the ceiling fan and this, that, and the other. And the old lady said it best. Mm-hmm. She said, back in the day when she was, you know, out there with menses, she said, we did a missionary position. She mm-hmm. said, and I think I had some good pussy. That's what she said. And she said, y'all got to do all of this riding and from the back and on the side and off the steering wheel because y'all ain't got no good pussy. It ain't that good. So y'all got to do these tricks to keep these men interested. She said, we did basic missionary position. All her men loved her, said it was the best they ever had. And that was that. And that's kind of where Prudence Wellington is. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't have to do all of those things. Mm-hmm. And I have never had a dissatisfied customer with 5-star reviews. And I ain't saying, hey, if that's the position you like, mm-hmm. I mean, because I'll be honest, I don't care for missionary too much. I got my own little style. But whatever position you like that feels good to you, by all means, do that. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like you should have to implore or explore mm-hmm. into all of the swinging. Mm-hmm. And I mean that in this actual sense of swinging, where you adding 8 people to the equation.
I thought you meant like swinging from a chandelier type.
That
swinging.
Too. If you got to do all of that, I feel like there's a issue here. That's just like, if you got to dismember my body and take my legs all the way back to my ears just so I can feel something, sir, now I need a fucking hip replacement because your dick's small. No, we're not doing it.
Do the small ones do that?
Yeah, they take it. So they feel like I ain't getting enough traction or action. So now if I hold her legs all the way back to, or put her legs on my shoulder, or hold her legs all the way back to her ears, now I can put more in.
I think for people like that, yeah. they don't know how to position themselves correctly.
To make it fit. Right.
That's the problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They feel like going deeper is the answer, and it's not going
and if you
deeper.
Pounding.
They need to learn their woman's body.
Right. Right.
Because it's all about position not
positioning
about,
is great.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Positioning.
And I blame the woman for that. Because at that point, She needs to say, hold on, wait a minute, partner. Wait a minute. Hold on now. Wait a minute.
And I'm going to tell you another thing with y'all big old wide, big back fat men need to stop doing. Stop laying on top of people.
Oh, Lord.
Can't nobody handle your big 275 big ass laying on top of them.
Because I'm the biggest.
And humping.
The largest.
Get your big, wide, big stomach, big back self off of top of me. Now I can't breathe. My leg all the way back. And you got this big stomach on top of me.
I love that song. That's my song.
Humping the goddamn breath, the rest of the breath out of my body. The vagina, the average vagina is 6 centimeters, mm-hmm. sir.
Oh, Lord.
If you don't have 6 centimeters. Of pee-pee. I haven't done the measurements on the girth, but I'ma say at least 3. Right? If you ain't working with a 6x3,
that's all I need.
That's all I need. That's literally. And that's from the front end to the back end of the vagina.
Oh, man.
So you really
don't need
6. You don't even need 6, sir.
I don't need all that.
Mm-mm. You don't.
Okay.
We don't need our frame
but,
toe
but
out.
But like you said, positioning is everything.
It is.
It is.
And
it
also the
is.
Romanticism that comes before.
What is it? It ain't the size of the boat. It's the motion in
the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like May said, ain't the pencil. It's how you write your name.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, seduce me. Massage me. What you want to do?
Is it the like? Help me if I pronounce it wrong. Tantric. Where it's like not physical, but it's supposed to be like the non. It's like your bodies are really close.
Right. So it's like sex without the penetration.
Yes.
So your bodies, you can glide up and down a person's body.
Yeah.
You'll eventually have sex.
But don't it penetrate you in some
But it's
form?
Like it's a foreplay.
Foreplay. Okay.
It's a foreplay. And it's very spiritual.
Okay.
If you are spiritually in tune to your partner.
Yes. And that's what's supposed to draw something like a connection to your partner to where you're in tune to each other's bodies.
Yeah.
And that is supposed to draw some type of like a euphoric emotional connection.
Get to know your partner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Know what your partner likes.
When it is time to encounter in that sexual position, it will make the sex experience greater.
Because everybody don't want they stuff beat up
all the time.
I want to experience that. I saw it on TV, where they had this teacher and she had the man and the lady kind of like crisscross applesauce on each other.
Yeah.
And they were pretty much like breathing exercises, but they weren't able to kiss or touch. They can hug each other, but they weren't able to kiss each other. And they were supposed to share like this intimate space together.
Yes.
And to like just embrace each other and do the breathing together and just kind of like.
It's breath work.
The vibration.
And the chakras were aligning.
Yes.
And yes, it's an energy.
It was the energy. And the next thing you know, she was getting like very, it was a sexual chemistry. And next so thing you know, like she wanted to rip his clothes off.
And that's like a kundalini and a tantric all. That's an exercise all in one. Mm. A lot of massage therapists do it, not on that level, but they incorporate aspects of kundalini and tantric into their massage, especially a sensual one. And massage is a big power move with sex when it comes to foreplay. So I encourage that. Me, as a sapiosexual, I enjoy the talk more so than anything.
Conversation.
Like, but if someone is not spiritually in tune with me, they wouldn't know that.
Right.
Yeah, so, which most men aren't, so, yeah. We here to do what we need to do and we gonna go on, lay down and go sleep. Cause I ain't got time to be making love to you right now. You don't want to make love to my mind. You want to just, you know.
Jesus.
I know. We out of time for the day.
Already?
Yeah. You see how we could just talk about sex and, yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
You sure it's been an hour?
Y'all want to have more sex talks? We can do it.
How was your sex life? Tell us about it.
Is it a... On a scale, on a 5-star scale.
Is it juicy?
What would you give your sex life?
Was lacking.
What you give your sex life on a 5-star scale?
On a 5-star, I would say it's a 3.5.
3.5?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a working adult. I'm a working grandmother.
I am too.
And I don't have sex as much as I want to. Because I'm busy, you know?
Okay.
But when I do have sex, like, okay, let me say, the frequency of having sex out of a 5-star, I have it about 3.5, okay. But my sex is, I would say 4.
Oh, okay, good.
I ain't gonna, you know,
okay.
Not a 4. That's good. But 3.8. Well, I'll put a 3.8.
What you gonna give yourself, man? What's that?
I don't have one. Right now.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's non-existent.
It's
when you were active, what number was it?
I would do about a 4.5, 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I mean, that's the honest God. Baby.
Let me get my notebook so I can go to class. Honestly, I need to get up. I said 3.8, honey. I need to get that 4.
Mine is out of 5. Mine is a 1-star, but not recommend. And we out.
I want to be a 5-star general.
Bye.
Bye.